Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society of CPAs career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you about protecting your career. That's also known in tougher times as recession-proofing your career. So we're going to talk about why some people have no problems when they're faced with a job search unexpectedly, and why other people are really stuck and suffer and take their time because it doesn't come as easy to them. And I maintain there's two reasons for that. And one of the most important reasons that I want to talk about today is the value-based perception of that candidate and the way that some candidates very easily have so many things going for them credentially that they're going to make an easier move than some people who do not. So there are actually people in times of massive layoffs and distress and downsizing who simply go from one office to another. And what we want to be able to do is to become that kind of person. There's a new saying since the Great Recession, and it's called every job's a temp job. So you kind of want to, even though you're safe, you're secure, you love what you do, you still need to pay some mind to what kind of credentials are you building up. And coincidentally, you know, we're simultaneous with Volunteer Month right now, and you're going to hear me discuss that as the solution to recession-proofing or protecting your career. So, one of the things I'd like to talk about to build up our value so that we have an easy time if we ever have to make a move is increasing your skills value on the job. The key word to that, in my opinion, is volunteer. Well, how do you do that? If the boss needs a little bit of help doing something different, okay? Be the person who's willing to take on that job. There's an opportunity to learn something. There's an opportunity to be trained to do something that you've never done before. That's something that you can put on your resume. Remember, a lot of training costs money. This way, you're still getting paid, and it may be nothing more than the result of having said, yes, I'd like to help out with that. Think about how that positions you as a go-to person, as an individual that people smile on, and when it's time to promote or it's time to recruit, you're the person they remember. So this is on the job, increasing your value, volunteer for that effort. Don't look at it as, oh my gosh, now they want me to do this and I'm already doing a lot and now I don't do that. That's the negative view of it. The positive view of it is increase your value, protect your career. Next, increase your skills value outside the job. How? Volunteer. There are many, many areas that can use your skills. Volunteering for professionals comes in two packages. Number one, using your professional experience and credentials to do something outside, not for pay, that is going to help someone else. So in the CPA world, we would offer our talents and skills outside of work, not for pay. An example is my church has a single Mother's Day where we have a CPA and we have a nurse practitioner and we have a career coach that volunteers a whole day, and they have like a resource fair so that we're there without charge at the church being willing to help those people. There's a good way to volunteer. Many, many times if you get involved in an organization as a volunteer and you use your financial skills, you'll be asked to do or tasked to do or mentored to do something that you've never done before, that maybe you wouldn't have the chance to do at work, and suddenly, guess what you've got? Another skill, another experience level that you can begin to discuss and put on your resume. So these are the people who, when they see a job spec and it says experience or exposure to something that they wouldn't have been able to get on the job, now they've got it because they did it outside of the office. So this is another way to build up your skills, protect and recession-proof your career. Build your community network now, and I call that appear and volunteer. Ohio Society of CPAs, you've got it right here. There are many, many people that really never come out except to get CPE, and you really need to make sure we know who you are, show your face, be a volunteer, help the society develop, help mentor people. This is a way that to get known. There's a new saying, it's not just who you know, it's who knows you. So when it's time to think of somebody, who do we know that could fill a position for us? Who do we know that we could use as a resource? The people who come to mind are the people who have purposely become visible. It's another way of networking. Next, realize your desired career and seek visibility. In other words, there's an old saying, plan your work and work your plan. If you know what your goals are, if you know that one day you want to be a practice manager, if you know that one day you want to be a corporate CFO, develop your skills by asking for mentorship. Again, meeting with people who maybe in an informational meeting. It doesn't have to be an interview. It can just be, I'd like to get more experience doing something, and I'm going to go out and find people who do it. I'm going to talk to them about it, and that's going to be my skills in career pathing that are going to do what? They're going to enhance your value. So, you know, this session is basically about several different things, but they all add up to one thing, and that is packing up your credentials basket with as many different things as you can by becoming more active. So, if you stay ready, you'll never have to get ready. Plan your work and work your plan. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.